with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen's prognosis is good after falling from a horse.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen was in stable condition, with doctors saying his prognosis was positive and he should be out of intensive care despite 7 rib fractures, a partially collapsed lung due to the rib damage, a minor fracture in one of his vertebrae, and a minor kidney injury after he was bucked off a horse. Dr. Hillman Terzian.
Complications from that, but I've been very pleased with his progress overnight. When you examine him and you talk to him, he's a tough guy, and that shows with the way he's recovering so far.
The 68-year-old underwent a minimally invasive procedure for the spleen injury at Nebraska Medical Center. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities are trying to determine why some drones fell from the sky in Orlando, Florida.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it's investigating why several drones collided and then fell from the sky Saturday night during a holiday show in Orlando. One woman says her 7-year-old son needed surgery after a drone hit him in the chest and the blade cut his mouth. The drones fell into a crowd of thousands of people watching the show at Orlando's Lake Eola Park. The show was permitted through the FAA. Drone shows typically require a waiver to operate more than one drone at a time. The FAA reviews each drone show application to make sure the flying public and the people on the ground are safe. I'm Mike Hempen.
Israel's defense minister has confirmed that Israel assassinated Hamas's top leader last summer, and is threatening to take similar action against the leadership of the Houthi rebel group in Yemen. On Wall Street, the Dow by 66 points, the Nasdaq rose 192, the S&P advanced 43. This is SRN News. Transgender advocates have a new strategy.
Under pressure to address the problem of males competing against females in sports, many LGBT spokesmen are arguing that because there are very few transgender athletes overall, it somehow doesn't matter. NCAA President Charlie Baker used this line of reasoning during a recent hearing before the Senate, but Republican lawmakers want to know how only having a few men disrobing with girls and young women in locker rooms all across the country is somehow acceptable. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There hasn't been any word yet on the fate of President Biden's Gender Policy Council under the incoming Trump administration. Trump hasn't said whether the body will remain, but pro-life advocates are pushing for it to be axed because its primary job is to promote abortion. The GPC has also taken the lead in advancing the LGBT agenda. President Biden formed it through an executive order. This is SRN News. Wall Street and the three market indexes all rose at the start of a holiday-shortened week. We hear more on the day's activities from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Monday. Several big technology stocks led the way, including chip companies NVIDIA and Broadcom. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 66 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1%. Honda's U.S.-listed shares rose almost 13%. The company said it was in talks about a combination with rival Japanese automaker Nissan. Eli Lilly rose 3.7%. That came after regulators approved Zepbound as the first prescription medicine for adults with sleep apnea. Treasury yield rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.59%. That's Citel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.